Hello again from me, Mike Roberts, welcoming you to Programme 8 of our 17-part series, Malta Memories. This, the second series, that has taken us so far through the years 1973 to where we begin today, the last 6 months of 1976, via the everyday history of the Maltese Islands, as it was recorded by the ordinary people and, in the main, the ordinary events of those years, a social history. And as always, we shall be accompanied on our journey by the popular music of the time, like this in 1976 from Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder in 1976 with Isn't She Lovely. As July of that year began, visitors saw the People's Republic of China Pavilion at the Malta Trade Fair, with its oriental theme and colourful exterior attracting much attention. There was good news on the commercial front too, when it was reported that Morocco had placed an order with Malta Dry Docks for the building of 4 fishing boats. However, the release of tourist figures for the 2 previous months showed that numbers were down by 1,800 over the same period in 1975. And before July ended, the President of Libya paid a state visit to Malta. Meanwhile, popular music hitmaker Billy Ocean was nursing a broken heart.
Smile and you trace all the while.
Billy Ocean with Love Really Hurts. August arrived in Malta and its people started the processes preparatory to elections on September 17th and 18th. Parliament was dissolved on Saturday the 14th of August, but unperturbed by growing political activity, the Malta Lions Club organised a Hawaiian evening, Aloha, at the Hotel Phoenicia swimming pool. And at the start of the second round of Malta's Water Polo Championship, Slima resoundingly trounced San Gilia, 11-3. The nominations for candidates for the pending elections closed on August 28th with a number of 226. And as Malta's polling day drew ever closer, the Bank of Valletta opened its new branch at San Juan. And despite the way in which popular music constantly changed during the 70s, one of the world's really great jazz singers, Cleo Lane, consistently performed and made great recordings. From 1976 with Johnny Dankworth, here is Birdsong.
Deep in the forest, so still, a hush fell o'er the darkness of December. And then from the stillness I heard a song, a tiny, trembling, plaintive song. And should I live 100 years, I always will remember that sad, sweet song.
Cleo Lane and Birdsong. Festivities marking the 25th anniversary of the crowning of Our Lady of Sorrows finally came to an end with the arrival of the Archbishop of Palermo for the closing ceremony. Progress Press offered its photocopying service for documents up to 14 by 20, quite an innovation in 1976. In the heaviest poll since 1932, 95% of Malta's electorate voted. A car belonging to Daniel Alessandro of Valletta was found by police only a few hours after it had been reported missing. When all the votes had been counted, Malta's government was returned for a further term. And as if to return everyone to normal everyday life, Green Fingers in the Times gave advice to Malta's gardeners on transplanting sprouts. Thunderstorms hit Malta, with 2.15 inches of rain recorded at Lua. and sister island Gozo proudly opened its new 3,000-capacity theatre Aurora in Republic Street, Victoria. Whilst this was no doubt a dream come true for Gozitans, on the popular music scene, Tammy Jones was singing about a dream of another sort. Tammy Jones and Wonderful Dream. October was now well underway and life was rapidly returning to normal, with diving holidays in Malta becoming more popular than ever. On offer was scuba diving instruction, as well as the opportunity to dive at night. The library of the Royal University of Malta benefited when the Elul Mercer family donated the original manuscript of a diary representing 1 year in World War II, written by the late politician José Elul Mercer. The two newspaper editors embroiled in a libel dispute, as we heard reported in a previous programme, settled by agreement. There was a proposal to set up an astronomy society in Malta. With Malta's blood bank facing an acute shortage, the bank's medical director, Dr. Paul Ferrugia, made an urgent appeal for donors to come forward. Well-known English actor Kenneth Moore and his wife arrived to present awards at the Golden Knight International Amateur Film Festival. In 1976, the song He Was Beautiful, immortalized as the theme from The Deer Hunter, was recorded by many. Here's the version by Iris Williams.
It was all so drinking, returning
He was beautiful, Iris Williams. Returning to the news of the time, the Golden Nugget at Nashar advertised Canadian charcoal broiled barbecues as a speciality. Former pupils of the De La Salle College celebrated their 11th year of membership of the Old LaSallian Association and appealed to other older LaSallians to become members. There was another anniversary too. Malta's Bottling Company celebrated its 25th birthday. The Tar San Giuseppe fireworks factory was completely destroyed when the three-roomed structure exploded, with thankfully no casualties. Earnings from the island's potato exports totaled a record 1.5 million Malta pounds. And a successful first for local fashion was a fashion show staged with 12 models at the Phoenicia Ballroom by She and Byright Shops of Sleema. Musically, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Evita brought us this.
I don't expect my love affairs to last for long. Never fool myself that my dreams will come true. Being used to trouble, I am dissipated, but all the same I hate it. Wouldn't you? So what happens now?
Another suitcase and another hole.
Where am I going?
You get by, you always have before.
Where am I going to? Time and time again I've said that I don't care, that I'm immune to gloom, that I'm hard through.
Another home. Take your picture off another wall.
Where am I going?
You get by, you always have before.
Where am I going to? Call in 3 months' time and I'll be fine, I know. Well, maybe not that fine, but I'll survive anyhow. I won't recall the names and places of the sad occasion, but that's no consolation here and now. So what happens now?
Another suitcase and another
home. So what happens now?
Take your picture off another wall.
Where am I?
Before.
Where am I going to?
Don't ask anymore.
Barbara Dixon, Another Suitcase in Another Hall. November came to a close as the new session of the House of Representatives got underway with a customary presidential address. Malta's pigeon racing fraternity got off to a much better start than previous years, with 300 birds surviving the first race of the season from Syracuse. The second year as a republic was celebrated on Monday, December 13th. At 91, Malta's oldest active painter, Gianni Vella, was still working hard at his studio in Mostar. Malta's first president, Sir Anthony Marmo, concluded his presidency with a final duty, awarding decorations to deserving persons in what was described as an impressive ceremony. Before the year closed, another local fashion show was organised at the Hotel Phoenicia's main lounge, this time by the Ladies International Society, and aimed exclusively at the over-40s. And a programme on national television featuring carols of Maltese, German and English origin heralded the Christmas season. 1976, another momentous year in the island's post-war history, was coming to an end, and Malta looked forward to a new year and the proposal that Dr. Anton Buttigieg should be its next president. No doubt in the record shops of Malta, as they did around the world, young lovers bought the Dr. Hook love song of that year. A little bit more.
When your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor, when you think I've loved you all I can, I'm gonna love you a little bit more. Come on over here and lay by my side. I've got to be touching you. Let me rub your tired shoulders the way I used to do. Look into my eyes and give me that smile, the one that always turns me on. And let me take your hair down, 'cause we're staying up to greet the sun. And when your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor, when you think I've loved you all I can, I'm gonna love you. Been on my mind, and you know where my mind has been. I guess I learned my lessons, and now's the time to begin. So if you're feeling alright and you're ready for me, I know that I'm ready for you. Get it on now, 'cause we got a whole life to live through. And when your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor, when you think I've loved you all I can.
A little bit more from Dr. Hook. And so we conclude the year 1976, the 8th programme in this second series of 17 weekly programmes as it was here on the Maltese Islands, and as recorded by the ordinary people and in the main by the ordinary events of the time. And I hope you enjoyed too the popular music of the time that again accompanied us on our journey. Now, as I've been reminding you from time to time, programme number 9, and that would be next week, is the programme that just for this one occasion will not be following the usual format, because it will be devoted entirely to listener dedications. My way of saying thank you to those who, during or following Series 1, took time out to comment by email, letter, or indeed by telephone direct to the radio station itself. So if you were one who did get in touch to comment, don't miss it, because I may well be dedicating something especially for you. And back to today. If you listen online, email is mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact or comment on the station's website. If you prefer to write, then please do so, care of this station. And if you'd like to catch up on any programmes you miss, just go to webcasts. They're all there at the click of a mouse for the taking. So until next time and that special edition of Listener Dedications, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.